This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
If we do see another trial of Karen Reed, hypothetically speaking here, because we don't know what the judge is going to say, because it's right before they're going to have this trial, but this hearing, where do you think it goes? Because you got so many bad actors here. You got Proctor, you got two others under investigation. Ultimately, he's the lead investigator. It's not going to be brought into the equation either way.
Right.
How do you go down the road again and expect that you're going to get a conviction, quite honestly?
Well, if I'm the Commonwealth, I'm dropping count one, the murder charge, like a hot potato. Like they can moot this out by just saying we're not going forward on count one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that anyone thinks that they proved no matter what side of this you're on.
No, I agree.
Even like no one thought that this thing was like that they proved intent that they need in order to get that murder charge. So if I'm the Commonwealth, I'm saying, all right, we're going to dump that one and we're just going to go on the street on the manslaughter, which I think is the more appropriate charge. And they're going to have to deal with the warts.
Yeah.
Like you said, the warts are the warts. They know what's coming. But again, as I was kind of talking throughout that trial, I'm like, if I'm the defense, I'm not leaning into that conspiracy theory nearly as hard.
Yeah.
Like I think I've got the science behind me because I've got the two dudes from ARCA who were independent.
Mm-hmm.
They were just witnesses that were not hired guns by either side. They came in independently. They rendered an independent decision. And it just so happened to come down on the side of the defense. Like, mm-hmm. That's what I'm leaning into. That's where I'm saying your reasonable doubt is. You've got two guys that are at the very top of their field who are absolute experts in this. And this is the conclusion they came to. And that's what I'm going with. Because as soon as you start injecting this theory that they have of that something went down in the house, and something might have, I don't know. But in terms of just trying to win the case, I'm not digging into that because it's so controversial. Just going to have people that are like, I'm not willing to buy that.
Oh.
And when you give them that option, because most jurors don't understand that this is just two theories.
Mm-hmm.
The state wasn't there. The defense wasn't there when this happened. They don't know what happened.
Yeah.
They're guessing. It's an educated guess as to what happened. And that's that's the best way you could describe it. So if you're giving them that option is the defense theory, where it's a theory that's just going to be impossible for some people to be able to digest and find to be true, you're giving them that out in terms of the, you know what I mean? Because if a juror's thinking, okay, well, if I vote or not guilty, does that mean that I'm implying that I think that this thing happened inside the house, as opposed to something else that may have happened,
which most people would take that.
Right.
Yeah. And they would then assume that they're agreeing with this theory, even if they don't necessarily agree with that part. You don't need that part for him to have died and have a reasonable doubt on the case. Less is more basically on this. You don't even need that theory. I agree. You go with exactly what the expert said. We can't prove to say that he was hit by a vehicle. We can't not prove it either, but that is a actual reasonable doubt. If you get too fantastical, which I think you start to get to with the whole house and the fight theory, because I agree, any way you look at it, I don't care what side you're on, that doesn't make a lot of sense either. I mean, if anything does make some practical sense, it's either she hit him, didn't realize it, or got out of the vehicle, slipped on the ice, was drunk, and what happened, happened. Yeah, I mean,
that's
your theory all along.
It's always been my theory.
I still kind of feel, the fact that she had said, but I don't know how this got so, I guess, downplayed in the whole thing. The fact that she did say it over and over. Did I hit him? I hit him. She said something to her parents about it that made it sound like she reasonably thought that she could have hit him. Like, it could be a possibility. And then it all went to, nope, didn't hit him. It was a fight in the house. Look, you already admitted very early on you thought there was a possibility, a good possibility that this happened. I mean, I don't know how she was able to so eloquently back out of that.
The only way that I could, like, intellectually, honestly answered that is she would have to just come clean that I was blackout drunk. I don't remember shit.
Yeah.
That's it. And like every possibility, what may have happened, because if you were in their position and we're in the unfortunate position that seems like everybody in Canton is, and we're drunk driving and we just have no recollection of what happened. And we would certainly think that that was a possibility. If we drove up to that house and we're like, oh my God, like, and they're saying, you know, oh, you pulled up and you dropped him off. Like, you're going to think that that's a possibility. That's the honest answer. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that it happened.
Yeah.
So you have to just lean into the fact, like, I have no recollection of that night.
Yeah.
You know? So instead of being adamant and like their response is, okay, well, she didn't put it together. She didn't know that all those things existed. So that's why she became just confident that she didn't hit him and that something happened in the house. I mean, when they started digging into the theory, you get all the weird things that are going on. And there were a bunch of weird things that happened. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. There's people were acting strangely after the fact. There's no question about that. But that doesn't mean that anything, like I said, there's a million reasons that cops don't want anybody getting their personal phones.
Well, and clearly, look at what we saw. I mean, and those were just the things pertaining to the case. It wasn't like they could go through every text message and say, and look at all the other shitty things he's been saying here, because you can't admit that. So, you know, and I'm guessing that didn't happen in a vacuum for Proctor, that he's only talking about this case that way. So, I mean, it's understandable why someone would be trying to cover up certain things, but it's not necessarily covering up murder. It's covering up people finding out more about your true character.
Exactly. Yeah. It could be anything, affairs, whatever the case may be, you know, side hustles, who knows?
Sure.
But I mean, the one thing that we know is that the feds, they did go through everything. Mm-hmm. And the feds have not charged anybody with anything.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about the feds. I realize there's still investigations going on some of these guys, but the bottom line is that they read all the texts. Mm-hmm. You know, if they would have found anything that was significant, I think, as to this conspiracy that something happened in the house, that would have been, you know.
Yeah, like, we would have heard about it. Yeah,
exactly. You know, so the fact that didn't happen, I think, speaks volumes. You know, so that's what I'm saying, man. You just lean into the doctors that they put up there that were independent, that weren't hired by them, because they were incredibly compelling.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they really were.
I agree, compared to some of the other witnesses we had in this case, which were comical at times. We'll have to see where this goes and where
the road leads. We'll see what happens.
See if the sequel is better than part one. Who knows?
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.